Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Whose voice are we hearing today? This is Gina with Simeon the Braxton Show. This is Gina Butterfly. And
hey, I broke his eye.
What's up, baby?
You broke his eye.
I said, no, you're the apple of his eye.
Oh, I thought you broke his eye. Yeah, apple of his eye. It's Gina Butterfly. He's just getting logged in, and he's getting set up. And so, Kevin, you there? Is that Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here.
You there, Kevin?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So we're going to talk about the tonight we're going to talk about, you know, the 20-year-old that was murdered, clearly murdered, because she thought she had her taser instead of her, she thought she had her taser, but it was her gun. And we're just going to go on and, she just straight shot, point blank shot and killed him. So I guess she resigned and the, I think the,
chief
was
of police
the,
resigned.
Chief of police resigned. Good. So, yeah,
well,
can't get out of
it's
that.
A playback. It's a playback of the lady that thought she was in her house.
The apartment,
the lady
right.
in her house. Oh, I thought this was my house. How many fucking people go through their wrong house?
She knew it was. She knew what she was doing. Did she get off? I can't remember. She did get off.
She got 10 years.
She fainted.
She got 10 years.
But she fainted.
The judge,
and the judge gave her
came
a
off the bench, and the other plus the lady was doing her hair.
That's
the,
right.
The bailiff was in there doing her hair.
That's right.
Now,
that's
two
right,
black people
right.
that made themselves, they lost their hood card. They can't even be black no more. The judge need a ass whoop and the bailiff need their ass whoop. Ain't nobody ever treated
me like
family. That when I was in court.
That part. Now, I know her family gave her hell for that. I know. Family, friends, neighbors. Just,
you know, how
much.
Fucking stupid are you?
Yeah, too
but
much.
To be able to kill somebody and get 10 years, and then even though it's a violent crime, she'll be out by five. The Breonna Taylor, the lady was butt naked. How you shoot a butt naked girl? Oh, I was in fear.
Right.
Fear she
was
butt naked.
Right?
Yes.
She was asleep, right?
Butt naked. the no-knock warrant search. It was a no-knock warrant search, kicked the lady door in, her and her boyfriend sitting there. She jumped up out the bed, scared to death, the boyfriend fired. And she was one
of
the officers.
Of
they charged him. You kicked my door open,
like
motherfucker. I don't know who you are.
Wow.
Because they said the girl's ex-boyfriend was selling drugs, and she had them stashed in her house. That was
that's
their excuse.
Of course.
Come to find out, they was at the wrong apartment.
No, it was the right apartment, but Nat Police went to jail for that. The guy that got the warrant is need to be charged with murder.
Because
he did it he did it all crookedly. He did everything that wasn't by the books. But,
he
was telling Levi earlier today, these people are drawing straws. These people are drawing straws to who could kill the next black person.
I bet you that, too. I bet you a dollar to a bucket of boo, that's what's going on.
They are drawing straws for which one of these white motherfuckers in these organizations they belong to that get to kill the next black person and get away with it.
Man, that's just...
I want to be mad because the black people are tearing and burning and looting. But God damn it, we want to shoot. And that's what we should be fucking doing. You can't just keep killing people of one race by one race, and everybody's supposed to keep their hands down to their side. Fuck that.
Damn.
Are we cowards? Are we punks? Fuck, how smart do you want to be? We're so smart, we're stupid now. We are so smart, we fucking stupid.
Yeah. It's like everybody's getting immune to it. You know, I can't get immune to
that. It's okay to kill us. We're not going to fight back. Let's fuck them niggas. They're not going to fight back.
There's nothing.
All of them burn shit up. We're going to give them some insurance money.
Okay.
How much we going to take?
Huh?
This is some terrible shit. This is some terrible shit.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
it is.
When the next generation read about this in the history books, they're going to say, what was wrong with our forefathers? They're going to say, what was wrong with our forefathers that they won't fight back?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you what it is.
Even our grandkids.
You know what? What it is they're scared.
They're scared, man.
They're scared, man. And you know what? They do it. They're being chicken shit on every hand. It's chicken shit on every hand, bro. It's chicken shit on every hand. They have, see? It's one of those things where, they monsters, man. They monsters, bro. They monsters. I haven't even been able to watch this shit. Yeah, I refuse to watch it. I've gotten to the point where, man, and you know what? I have to ask myself, Kevin. I always have to ask myself to not become the hate or the despise that I despise. But, they make it really, really hard, man.
Man,
you know, these people,
calls.
They got all the fucking power. They got all the fucking money. They got all the fucking positions. And all they do is, day in, day out, is take advantage of motherfuckers that ain't got, that aren't in the position to do and have. And then, they want to sit
capitalism.
Back and say, you're complaining. You should be happy about this shit. And it's wrong. It's wrong. I couldn't even look at it. Let me tell you how much I wouldn't look at it, Kev. You want to know how much I wouldn't look at the shit? I wouldn't look at it to the point where I don't even know what the fuck happened, really. I saw it on Instagram. D.L. Hughley, I follow D.L. D.L. showed it on Instagram, right? I couldn't even look at it, man. Because, see, I know who I am. And I'm the kind of dude that don't need to see that kind of shit over and over again. Okay? I'm just not the kind of dude. You hear me?
I can't watch the trial either. I've watched bits
and pieces. Okay, I'm just saying, I'm just one that,
I can't tolerate it. I don't have enough goddamn sense to do the right thing.
Well, me
either. We got to have one of these days.
Me either. And I mean, we got to, you know, something got to be done about this shit.
I wish, and
we need to, I mean, for real, like, you know, like, I mean, for real, and you can't say it publicly, okay? I'm tired of fucking with people's videos and memes. See, we don't have no power, bro. We don't have no goddamn power, bro. We don't have no power, man.
So
that's why they can shoot us like they shoot us, because we can't buy no judges. You know, our kids go to school and get blamed for some bullshit rape shit, but we can't buy a good lawyer that's already, you know, they can lie and pull them out of this shit if they got in trouble for real or if they did it like these white boys do. I'm just being honest, and you know I ain't lying. That's why they don't like us, because we tell the truth about their punk ass. That's all. The only time these motherfuckers, the reason that they don't like it, the reason that they don't put your shit up is because you're telling the truth. See, as long as you tell the truth about who they are and expose their motherfucking ass, guess what happens? Then they stop putting your shit on.
Simi.
See, we got to do something about this. And I said on the video earlier today, man, I'm going to stop being nice. I don't give a damn. They can keep that shit off all they want. I don't give a damn. Because I'm moving to another thing anyway. I'm doing something different anyway. We're going to do something different anyway. But we need to get off. We need to exclude ourselves from this whole fucking situation that we're living in the United States of America, and do something completely different. Because it ain't for us. This is a country that is not for black people, period. And we built this motherfucker on our backs. And they fucking know it. But they run around this motherfucker with their privileged asses like they did this shit. And don't want to give us a goddamn thing. Don't want to give us an opportunity. Never wanted to give us a fucking opportunity. Never wanted to do anything that was right. Ain't never kept a treaty. And picking us off like goddamn animals. Who the fuck do they think they are? And the system allows it to happen? Look at George Floyd. How the fuck is he on trial? That's some demonic shit. You understand what I'm saying? It's demonized. That's Satan. I don't care what nobody says.
That's Christianity. Satan ain't had nothing to do with that. The goddamn Christians did. Them people don't even realize you got white Christians killing black Christians.
They wrong, man. They monsters,
they
man.
They white Christians.
They monsters, bro.
They go to church
they
every
monsters,
Sunday.
Bro.
They got the Bible on their motherfucking nightstand. And that's what they believe. They the superior beings on this planet. They believe they the superior ones.
Of
all
course.
They talk about is they motherfucking
of
gods.
Course.
They well, how do you call them? They homosexual gods.
Because that's what they've been taught. And now the shit is hitting the fan, and now everybody's starting to find out about their lying asses. And everybody else went along with that bullshit.
Am
okay.
I on mute?
Everybody else that went along with that bullshit.
Is my
okay,
mic
you know
on
who
mute?
You motherfuckers are. Y'all that went along with the bullshit
no.
of the lie of your history, talking about fucking Christopher Columbus fucking discovered America and all that old bullshit with your lying asses.
You can't discover nothing
Abraham
with somebody
looking.
There.
Hello.
But you know what, man?
Let
me tell you something. Let me tell you something, bro. I don't want to, I'm starting to show up. I'm starting to show up, you know, because I'm kind of, I'm pissed off. I'm mad, man, because, you know, I've been under attack since, you know what I'm saying. So what I want you to do your rant, man. Hey, but don't do it too long, you know, because I want to hop back in and start beating this bad boy myself. But I'm going to go on it live, right? But I'm going to go live, I'm going to do it live, if, you know, and then You know, I mean, my mic, you know, how come my mic ain't loaded up? You know what I'm saying? So now can't nobody hear my see, they don't even want your brother to go live. That's how much they fear us. That's how much they fear us. You scared motherfuckers. You know it. I know you scared. Okay? Stay scared, motherfuckers. And I'm calling you motherfuckers. Okay? Because it don't happen by accident. So we got to figure something out. But I'm going to come at you harder than ever from here on out. Because you're a devil. And I declare that you will be removed from every obstacle will be removed. It's going to be removed. You cannot continue to do people like this in society, period, and not expect them to be upset. Who do you think you are? Okay? We didn't come from that generation where you crack a fucking whip and somebody runs. Okay? We didn't come from the generation where you butt break a nigga and cut it and take him in front of all and put him in front of all the slaves and strip him and you rape him in front of all the slaves. That's what they did. It was a regular ritual that they did. Make him have sex with his sisters and his mother. And what you don't understand, Mr. Man, is that that type of behavior is traumatic to the point where it gets into the actual gene and DNA of the individual to where when they do have children, they duplicate that same trauma. They know it. They already know it. But then they say, well, just move on. You know, it's, you know, let's move on. You know, can't we just, you know, find a solution? Why are you so angry? You know, I mean, okay, we know it happened. That was a long time ago. Kiss my motherfucking ass. You created it. You do something about it. Now George Floyd is on trial. They tried to find everything bad about him. Everything they could. Everything they could. He's on trial for getting choked out. How can he everybody saw his ass get choked out and killed on national fucking TV and all of a sudden he's on trial? That motherfucker should be in jail for the rest of his life.
What you forgetting is the compassion they show in these white people that are addicted to opioids. Now, if that man swallowed 8 opioid pills, Percocet, isn't that the same shit they trying to stop people from doing with compassion? But yet, if it's a black person, oh, he's on drugs, he swallowed some pills, killing. What happened to the compassion for the drug addict that they so-called don't want to give people in more pain than anything on earth to the point of killing myself? Where's my compassion? Man, fuck these two-faced motherfucking people. And any brother or sister that could lay down next to one of them motherfucking snakes. Because they don't stop feeling the way they feel. They don't. They still think, oh, look at this guy. He moved. So that means Kelly, look at this white boy. They just shot all them people. What about kill him, motherfucker? You talking about Colin Kaepernick kneeling was disrespecting the military. You just sprayed a brother with mace. That was in the military, a second lieutenant. Where was your compassion then? Fuck people. When is a motherfucker going to realize a snake is a fucking snake? And if you don't think it's true, put 50 of them in a barrel of all different kinds and let me see you pick out the good one. Black people need to wake up and get back to their culture, their roots, their heritage, and be who they fucking are. Man, we are, how could I say this?
Punk ass.
We are so intimidated by these motherfuckers. You can't put 50 of us together and go stand in front of the police station with
because
our signs saying, man, they turning the other fucking cheek, man.
Because they're not the insects, and they scared of niggas like us because they know we could get somebody together and we could revolt against their ass. And that's what I feel like doing. I ain't going to lie. I feel like riding like a
don't let your voice be heard. We got to let our voice be heard. And we
got to
do more than let our voice be heard. We
got
to let our bodies be seen.
I got some fucking riders, okay? They think I'm bullshitting for real.
Shit. It's smart on how you ride.
You know? And how you approach.
We don't have to fire one shot.
I mean,
we don't have to fire one shot if we all stick together.
It ain't about winning like that. But see, other motherfuckers, well, I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going
to
leave it alone.
Stand up to the bully. You don't have to win the fight. Just stand up to the bully. Stand up to him.
Okay? And I curse, too. I normally don't curse, but tonight I'm cursing. Because I've had it way up to here with the bullshit that's going on with me, with what's happening in the United States of America, how you guys conduct yourselves with this government, how they talking about the coronavirus and all of that, and you know, now that the vaccine ain't no good, because it ain't never been no good, as far as I'm concerned, because who knows that it works? Who knows that it works? Don't nobody know that it works. They just took some shit not knowing that it works. And they forcing it, and a doctor already said, he's already said that it's not a good idea because 20% of us already have had it in the United States, either asymptomatic or, you know, symptomatic. Okay? So what that means is you've had it before, and it's already attacked your vital organs, your heart, your lung, your kidneys, but you're immune to it. Okay? So he said, now, when you become immune to something like that, right? It's not good to get the vaccine because the vaccines are better, they're more effective when the virus is not at a spike, when it's you know, at its low. But they're administering this vaccine at the wrong time when it comes to level of people that are getting the virus. It's still rising. It's still climbing. It's not going. It's not declining. And he said that's dangerous when you force it on people like that. So what they're doing is they're forcing this vaccine on people, and they said it's not good because what you're going to do is you're going to have people backed up on one another, and it's going to be in such a way that they're not. It's going to actually damage their organs instead of protect them, and it'll make them more vulnerable because it is the disease. And he already told the CDC, he told them all, and guess what they did? They act like he didn't say shit. There you have it. Your United States of America, Democrats and Republicans. Now they're going on a big ass, they went on a big ass campaign about this vaccine. We're in this together. Go get vaccinated. And people dropping dead. Well, Kim told me, she said less than 1%. She said, okay, two people got, this is what she said, two people got the blood clots because it's creating blood clots. But if only two people created blood clots and six people are in the hospital behind it, why would they stop the vaccination when they already gave so many thousands of people the vaccination already? Why would they just cut it off? Why? If it was that good, or if it's okay, or if it wasn't that dangerous. My cousin took it. I can understand it. I mean, to a degree. I mean, that, you know, he's concerned about his health and what everybody says. See, the media is a mud. The media is a trip. And I want to apologize ahead of time to people that have been listening because normally I don't curse on this show. I don't. But I'm angry. I'm fired up. I'm tired. I'm tired of what I see. I'm tired of how people have been treating black people in this country. And it doesn't stop. It continues. The government is responsible, totally responsible, and they don't stop it because they don't care. And the reason they don't care is we don't have no power, black people. Economically, we don't have any power. Oh, they love our talent. They love how we dance. They love how we sing. They love how we play ball. But they don't love anything else about us. And they give us the kibbles and bits of this in this country if they have to. And they have never, ever did anything about the generational trauma that we have suffered for the after effects of slavery. Never. But they shoot us off like animals. Then they let our brothers come here and give them everything they need for a business and tell them to stay away from them niggas. We'll give you everything you want, but just stay away from the African Americans, because we can't get what they get when we want to open up a business. We know what time it is. We know what's up. But I guarantee you, before it's all over with, you guys are going to find out that this shit ain't going to work. You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to work. You know why? Because we got a lot of people that are humane in this world. But we got to stand up. We're going to stand up. We don't have no media outlets. Why? Because we don't have no money. Look what they did to Bill Cosby when he tried to buy CBS. Why are you so greedy? Why are you guys so damn greedy? Why couldn't Bill Cosby buy it? Because you don't want no black man to have no shit like that. That's all. Michael Jackson, the publishing. Why you guys got to have all that? Huh? Why couldn't he keep his publishing before you killed him? Same thing with Prince. We know you killed him. Come on. He didn't die from no overdose. Everybody just walk around in a goddamn coma acting like it didn't happen like that because it's just a conspiracy. It wasn't no damn conspiracy. Because we understand, I understand, because by the Spirit of God I understand, by the Spirit that dwells within me, I understand that what you can't see, I understand that that's how you operate. I understand that that's how evil you are. I understand that don't nothing matter to you but money, that you will do anything for that money to have that power because you don't think we worth anything like that. That's why. You refuse to let us have what we need, what we're supposed to have, what we deserve. You rather put us all in jail. Create. You're always changing the laws. Every time you turn around, you change the law to fit who? To fit y'all. And we're not supposed to be upset about that. We're just supposed to go around skinning and grinning in front of your face just like it's okay. Just like, you know, it's fine. Huh? It's not fine. Ain't nobody happy about it. Now, I say this to you black people that are starting your business. Move in silence. Make your money in silence. Don't tell nobody shit. Make your money in silence. Build your wealth and build your wealth with somebody that looks exactly like you. Don't build it with nobody that don't look like you. I said it. You want to know why? Because it's right. That's why. That's why. That's why. And see, the thing, this needs to be exposed. Exposed. I'm talking about they need to, see, Babylon is falling, bro. You don't understand. Your money ain't going to be no good. That's why you go into cryptocurrency. They trying to make it to where, you know, they already got their moves in place. Okay? But one day the money ain't going to matter. The money ain't going to matter in a minute. Watch. The money ain't going to matter. Then when the money ain't going to matter, what you going to do? It's a whole lot of stuff y'all doing. And see, the main thing we gotta be really conscious of, do not be afraid to die, please. God dang it. That's the message I'm preaching. And I'm not saying go out there to find a way to get killed. I'm saying don't be afraid to die. Where my warriors at? Where my soldiers at? Where are my soldiers? Don't be afraid to die. And I mean this,
Stand up for what you feel is right. Stand up for what you feel is, and stand against what you know is wrong. Hey, they live by the sword, they die by the sword. And know that in your heart, that what you are doing is with pure intentions for the righteousness, not that evil, underhanded, tricky, conniving, not that, no. And not to get back, no. Just to get what's rightfully yours and to have it and to protect your women and children. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, he's as a roaring lion. See, my warriors, they ain't scared, bro. They ready. They've been ready, man. They've been ready. They've been ready to take a stand. They've been ready. In the meantime, they try to stuff people's mouths and close their mouths and fuck with their accounts. Oh, but we're going to fix that part, too, because we don't have no media outlet. See, the media is a big part of this, because when you have media outlets, you have the power to get the messages across to the people that you need to get the messages across to. That's why. See, it's the voice. And when people hear your voice and they hear the passion behind your voice, they know the difference. I've been holding back for months, man. I've been holding back on these punks for months, and they know it. You know, they've been putting a whistle in my mouth for a minute, and it don't do no good. See, the one thing about Mr. Man, he don't see, let me tell you something. You can have a great television show. I want you to do your rant, too, because you know what? Obviously, they didn't cut my shit off to where I can't, you know, what about the speaker? Is it on?
Yeah, but see, you were on a roll on that.
And what happened?
Nothing.
What happened?
I'm telling you.
Well, tell me.
Because
hey, Kevin. Kevin's not there.
Yeah, huh? I am. What's happening? I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, look.
I don't see nobody on the board.
Is it because I can't type in direct connect?
Okay. Anyway, see, this is the thing about the media, and this is why they want to keep control of the media, is because when you have media, that's power. And media, that's why propaganda, they can put out that propaganda and make people believe the shit. Because if you get people to say, yeah, that's what it is, yeah, well, that's what it is, then more people believe it. Then they start talking about it in coffee shops and in gyms and, you know, at churches and stuff like that. They hear it all the time. Why? Because it's on what? The program. And what are they trying to do? Program people on different television programs. Come on, man. And a dude like me, Kev, they don't want that. I'm not politically correct. I ain't got shit to lose. It ain't nothing that I'm trying to gain. You can't buy me. Okay? You kill my family, guess what? Well, I'll leave that part alone too. But I ain't gonna trip. Do it at your own risk. Do it at your own risk. Okay? And if you get close enough to me like that, do it good. Hey, take your chance. Don't get too close though, motherfucker. What I'm saying is we've been in a war. And as long as I'm alive, I'm not going to let this shit happen like that. And as long as I got a platform, I'm going to always say something about it. I'm not politically correct. I ain't no politician. I ain't running for office or nothing. I don't want nobody to grease my palms or anything. I don't need your money. You know who you are. You know exactly who you are, you devil. You're a devil. Why you think they took Farrakhan off the thing? Anytime somebody talks against privilege and supremacy, they always call them a racist. That's what they say. How in the fuck can we be racist when you created this shit? How? Shit. Look, do your history, Mr. Man. I know you're listening. Do your history. Where were you before the 1500s? Where were you? Because we've been around. So how can you be so superior? But that's what you taught your people, of how superior you were. And you wrote these books because you put them in books to make people believe that that was the truth. The fuck? Huh? You put them in the books, and you made that, oh, since it's in a book, then it's the truth. Bullshit. We did ours by oral transmission, and then you tried to refute that. But you took everything that was written on the scribes and orally transmitted, and then you took that and put it in a book you call the Bible. In Africa, that's where it started. Wouldn't let us read nothing else. And you took us and you manipulated us with that book. Slaves, be obedient to your masters, for this is the will of God. I read it from end to end. Then you give us a Jesus that looks like you. Huh? Come on now. You know that's nasty. That's dirty. That's vile. Come on. And you still today continue to do the same. You still do it today. Why don't you just tell the truth? He didn't look like that, people. You're still making images of Jesus white. Why do you do that, Mr. Man? Why do you continue to give the image of a deity that didn't look like that? That's a lie. It's falsehood. It ain't the truth. Mary Magdalene. Come on, man. Why do you do that? Why do you continue and you sell it? You take it and you sell it in stores. You make money off of an image that ain't nothing but a bold-faced lie. Why do you do that? Why? Why don't you tell the people that it's a lie? Why do you continue to allow it to be what it is? Since it was a long time ago, say, hey, beep, time out, we made a mistake over here. We're not going to do this anymore. You still got him with blonde hair and blue eyes. That's because, you know what? You vile. You're a liar, and the truth ain't in you. You lie. They can make the excuse, well, he can be anything you want him to be, you know, just as long as you worship him. That's bullshit. No. He didn't look like that. He looked more like me than he looked like that dude. That's what he looked like. He looked like me. That's what Jesus looked like. He didn't look like dude, that guy, one of the king's nephews with long hair. No. I don't even think he looked that good, to be honest, because he was probably inbred. And you know them inbreeds, they don't turn out too well because that's all they did. Come on. Come on now. And I don't have to, and I'm just telling this, you know it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. And if you think I'm lying, Mr. Man, do your history. So all along, you use the media, which is the power, because we can't buy media. Yeah, we got the Byron Laws, the Jay-Z's, the Kanye West, the Nick Cannons. That still ain't enough money. And all the rest of them. You know why they can't do it? Most of them are bought and paid for. And when you get bought and paid for, because they're made, see, that they're going to always give us some stars. They're going to give us a star. They're going to give us a celebrity. You see what I'm saying? Because they can control him and put them out there and make them say what they want them to say so they can control us. But they'll always take them away from us too. Give us something that we can hold on to. I see you gave out them stimulus checks real fast to everybody. See, the game changes when different people are involved. But you ain't going to give up no. And I'm like Jay now. Jay say don't use the word reparations. The debt that's owed to the black man and woman of America today. Yeah, you owe us a debt. You're damn right you do. You're damn right. Every time I walk into a place of business anywhere, I walk in there like, you know what? I'm owed this. I'm owed something. Somebody owed me something. America, this government owes me something. They owe us something. But they act like they don't. They act like they don't want to do it. They act like it ain't nothing. And at some point, the destruction, now watch, this is how it's spiritual. See, y'all can fight in the physical because you dirty it. You can do that dirty shit because you can change the laws. You got the money to pay people to do stupid shit. You got all of that. You got the power. But see, you don't have the connection. And I told you about that USB soul stroke. See, what you guys have made, you create images. They create images for people to believe in the sanctity of a person's character. I'm going to say that again. This country, this government, Mr. Man creates images for people to believe in their sanctity and in their, you know, being higher than everyone, right? What? With an image, with the money, with the position, with the power, right? And what they do is they say that that's how you're supposed to be, right? And if you notice this. Every time that they create that image, right, whenever that image or that individual makes them mad or pisses them off, guess what they do? The first thing that they do is they attack their character. And now everybody goes, oh, I didn't know. Whoa. And what is he? A black man. Huh? You ain't heard no more about Epstein. You ain't heard nothing about Weinstein. You know? Yeah, I mean, you know, and who killed Epstein in jail, and how? Why would a billionaire like that murder himself and hang himself? Huh? All those pedophiles and old school billionaire friends he had that go over there and fuck around with the little girl, huh? But then they try to say that Donald Trump was protecting them. He's a nasty son of a bitch too, okay? And anybody that believes in anything pretty much that he said, you're vile, you're deluded, and you're delusional, period. It ain't like we got, you know what I'm saying, right now. But we damn sure didn't want his punk ass in there no more. But this is what they do. They create the images so that they can tear it down, so they can watch you. But I stopped by to tell you tonight that it doesn't matter about what you say when it comes, or what they think that they can find on you. You can find a whole lot of shit on me. And you know what I can say? I'm still a man of God. I still conversate with the Spirit. I still have a heart that is pure, with full of pure intentions. That's right. It says, be angry and sin not. I can be mad as all get out. But I'm not going to do anything that's going to be vile or foul. But I will protect myself, and I will tell my people to protect themselves, and I will tell my people to watch, fight, and pray. That's what I tell them. And not exactly in that order. And that's what they don't want. See, the days of a leader, see, they put a person in there that looks a certain way, that acts a certain way, that talks a certain way, that has a certain swag, you know, a certain je ne sais quoi, right? But they know the people that, they know, can really speak fire into the people's lives, that can say it. But you know why? Because that word has been given to that individual. And I know that for me, I've been given a word. It don't matter if only two people come to my life or three people come to this show. It doesn't matter. Because you know what? It could be one person, two people, and that word can penetrate that person's heart. And guess what happens? They go out and they become great. With that being said, Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm pissed, man. I'm angry, man. I'm mad as hell, man.
Yep,
I'm mad.
Yep,
I'm so fired up. You know, because I went all out, and I've been doing stuff, And, you know, I just tick, man. I'm mad. I'm hurt.
Now, listen. Hurt. Let me explain
something.
Let me explain something.
Go ahead, brother.
Hold
on.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
See, let me explain this to you. To watch another brother be killed unarmed is emotional. And if it don't rile up the warrior that's laying dormant in you, then you have to take it on the chin and put a check mark by it. See, I've told people, Brother Levi, I've told people about a silent war. See, we can fight a silent war. We don't need Cox Cable. We don't need AT&T. Cut off all these motherfucking TVs. Go buy your antenna and settle for the fucking channels you could get. Because if you haven't started looking at TV differently by now, then you're still being programmed. See, I could watch TV, and then I'd pick out the racist shit they have in it, and I could see it. At one time, I could. But I pay as much attention to TV as shit. Fucking people I despise. But the thing is, if we stop the money, if we could come together, if we could just take 500,000 black men and women and shut that TV off. Spend $150 a month to watch reruns? Ain't showing nothing worth a damn. I'm tired of watching black people be portrayed as killers, drug dealers, hoes, hookers, butt shakers, and rappers. We're way more than that.
And not homosexuals.
God damn, did you see the brother with the dress on singing a song on Saturday Night Live? You couldn't pay me no fucking money to humiliate myself like that. Keep that shit.
Kevin, is that your rant, or could I say something?
I'm in the middle of my rant.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Time for us to get wise. Fuck education. That don't work, because black people get educated, and then they go to the other side. Hell, even the uneducated black people run to the other side when they get money. And don't think black people in America don't have enough money to buy the second floor. If we could buy two or three people on the second floor, if we don't play politics with our money, we got to get the fuck up out of the game. We got to buy judges. We got to buy the politicians. They on the second floor. It's time for us to use our fucking head. We got enough money. Don't nobody in America spend more money than black people. God damn. We can't send a dollar a week, $5 a week, $10 a month. A million black people send $10. How much money is that?
Can't count it.
We go to that White House and say, look here, brother, you work for me, white boy. He's going to take the money. They don't give a fuck. It's about the money. They don't care what color you are. They deal with every major drug dealer in the world. Every fucking war is over drugs. Everything they're doing is over the money that drugs make. Man, they move money by the motherfucking truckloads in your face doing deals. It's a shame we have to live a criminal life, because that's their lifestyle. They want to make it ours. You telling a poor man not to eat and he can sell drugs and feed his family and his neighborhood and employ his boys if he's a real hustler? See, not a fucking gangster, a hustler. There's a difference between a hustler and a gangster. A hustler's about that money, man. He gonna get that paper, but he gonna spend it right. He gonna spend it where it counts. See, what good is a motherfucking hustle and you ain't got a prize at the end? We got life fucked up when we turned our back on the working man. When the working man became what they call him, a square, a buster. See, we fucked up a lot. We fucked up a lot. And it's time to rewrite this shit. But it's time to do it without firing a fucking shot. And if we do have to fire a shot, they'll never fucking know where it came from. Oh, it's easy to be smart about something if you put your mind to it. But when you're too busy having fun, you're too busy trying to show off, you're too busy trying to be things that you ain't gonna never motherfucking be. That's like a 50, 60, 70-year-old drug dealer. Well, you might be rich, but you just don't know how to enjoy shit. I mean, how much money does it take? How many millions and millions and millions of dollars do you fucking need? It's time for us to play the game smart, man. Every black motherfucker over 18 got to pay some dues. If you can't send but $10 a fucking month, a week, that's what is needed for us to get on top. And that's what we're fucking doing. Even if we got to make people understand that it's time for all of us to help. It's time for every fucking last one of us to help. I wouldn't give a fuck if you're a Christian, if you're one of them goddamn Israelites, if you're a fucking Muslim. We all got to fucking help some religion. We dying by that goddamn religion. And the motherfucker's picture you look at every goddamn day, his name is Caesar Bergario, some shit like that. One of them motherfucker's sons. He was a son of a motherfucker that ruled the country. Him and that fag Constantine would fuck every day. And he needed to put a face on Jesus. He picked out his lover's son. All a motherfucker got to do is read. I'm supposed to be stupid. I'm supposed to be a dummy. But it's motherfucking time we wake up and address this situation like fucking men. If we got to die, goddammit, it's a good day to die. But it's best to play the game to take that motherfucking shit away that he loved more than his mama, his daddy, his grandma, money. If he kill us for not paying, shit, if he kill us for paying, man, shit. It's time we grow the fuck up. Fuck these toys. Fuck a motorcycle. Fuck a boat. Fuck a car. And we either buy guns, dynamite, or bombs. We don't go buy it. They'll sell it to anybody. Anybody got motherfucking money to buy that shit. We could take a couple commercials, Michael Jordan do and go buy all kind of shit. But we don't look at life that way. We happy the motherfucker. Oh, shit, I got a car. Damn, look at my car. Look at these clothes I got on, motherfucker. Don't look inside me. Just look outside. Because that's all the fuck we dressing up is the outside. When a motherfucker addresses hearts, he gets off drugs, he gets off alcohol, he gets back up on his fucking feet. Start addressing your inner self. But I ain't here to preach. Fuck all that shit. I'm really ready for war. I'm going to die anyway. I'm going to get up out this body. Every motherfucking one of us is going to get up out this body. I'd rather show my enemy. But until we decide to fight this invisible war, that's when you prepare to die. Because it's going to come one way or the other. All right, y'all. That's my rant.
Man, I love your rant. My flesh ain't going to die. I mean, I'm putting tea on it. So I'm gold, trying to preserve this flesh. You know what I mean? But anyway, I appreciate you, Kevin Crutcher. I heard Levi out there.
Great.
I'm glad I can catch some good wisdom and good great brothers that's been here longer than me. I can call in and save my life, you know, through y'all, man. Thank you, Reverend Ali.
Thank you. Thank you. That was great. That was great.
Could I have a little something right quick?
Oh, yeah. We know you got to go ahead, Levi. You know you got to do your thing.
Good. Let me start off with, first of all, we need to stop being angry. Because we only get angry when we see something that happens every day throughout this country. And we get angry. But we don't do nothing about it but get angry. Like Kevin said, buy bombs and shit. I'd rather buy some seeds and put in the ground and grow some food and start nourishing the body. Start cleansing our body. Cleanse is next to godliness. Get back in touch with the universe. All that getting angry and MF this and all that, we know what that white boy do. He is an inhuman person. He's not a natural habitat of this planet. That's how we got to deal with him, like he is an alien being. He's destructive to this planet. We have the power. He know it. And he done dumbed us down where we don't believe it to eradicate him. Man could eradicate him. Black man could eradicate him with that thing that swing between his legs. You don't need a gun. You can eliminate that whole race by impregnating this woman if that's the way you want to go about it. But I think that's a nasty way to go about it. I think the simpler way to go about it is to grow our food, get back, and rename our neighborhood, the neighborhood, quit calling it the hood. Let's put that word neighbor back in it so we can start being neighborly again so our hood will become a neighborhood again. See, we make these changes in our life and don't realize the changes we make. See, we run from our neighborhood that makes it a hood. And we think we're safe by running over there to Master, living amongst him because it's safer. It's not. We need to get back together. Strength is in numbers. We come together like the animals do in the jungle. They travel in herds. That's how they survive over billions of years. We are too scattered out. We need to come back together as a herd. You don't need no weapons and bullets and all that shit. Come together as a herd. We have the natural, universal energy, spiritual energy, to call down different elements, which is what's going on now. This earth and the people of color are coming together. That's why you have so many violent earthquakes, so many violent firestorms, so many violent tornadoes, so many violent hurricanes. It's because basically the black people in that Middle East that's closer to Africa, it's coming more closer together. We in this country that's living in the belly of the beast, we are close enough to him to take the breath out of his lungs. Yet we fight amongst ourselves. We know exactly what he's doing to us because we say it out of our mouth. So that means our brain know it, but we're not willing to make the sacrifice that we need to make. Because he done educated us to his lifestyle. He done taught us to love himself and hate ourselves. Simple thing that we could do to him to bring him down, and I said this when I first started calling on this show, take your money out of the financial institution because they're taking your money. They're financing all these different police departments, all these white supremacy groups, to fight and oppress you, and you paying for it. You picking up part of the tab, stupid-ass motherfuckers. You picking up part of the tab. Get angry about what you're doing, not what he's doing. It ain't about what you're doing and what you're not doing. We control how many trillions of dollars a year come through the black community that goes right out per year. We don't stop none of them dollars in our neighborhood. As soon as it comes in our neighborhood, we rush it back out. Look at what we doing to harm ourselves. See, that white boy, all he do is dehumanize you, like he did them Indians. To kill all them Indians, he called them savages. That he went through not killing the Indian man, he went through killing the Indian woman and kids first, that so they can't build on. If the woman is killed and the children is killed, then that race going to eventually disappear. So he did the same thing to our people, especially our women. When he started feeding on them goddamn birth control pills. See, we living under, what you would call that, when they slightly killing you, what they call that, genocide? We in the midst of a genocide, bro, and we don't even realize it. We killing out, we don't get mad when somebody of color drive by and kill our little 3 and 5 year old black baby. As long as there's a black dude do it, it's okay. But the minute a white man do it, or we all mad. Get mad about when that black boy do it. Come through our neighborhood and kill him by himself. Look at the part we're playing in that. Wake up. Tomorrow, get your black stupid ass up. Go close them bank accounts at Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Capital One. Go close them fucking accounts. Stop finding fault in your black bank, put your money in your black bank, and you'll get better service. Stop finding fault in black business. Why he charge so much? Why he charge so much? Because he's not franchised like McDonald's. And nobody investing in him. He's buying everything out of his pocket. So let's go to this man that got a business. Come on, man, let's grow your business. We're going to invest in your business, make your business a bigger business so you can buy more in volume and you can sell to your people more cheaper. These are the shits that we got to do. Every race of people, every nationality of people come to this country, that's what they do. We don't. We get mad and argue about it. Now we want to go fight. Fight the right fight, not the wrong fight. Fight the right fight. Keep the monies in your neighborhood as long as you can. You don't see these Asians out there. They've been discriminated against, but you don't see them out there looting and rioting. So why do we act like that? Don't burn that man's store down. Let that man's store open. Just don't patronize him. See, he still got to spend money, the lights, whatever it is to keep that business open, he got to spend money out of his pocket. It's costing him to be there. But if you don't go there and finance him, he can't stay. So don't burn that building down. Force him out your neighborhood, and you open up that business. Think, stupid. All you motherfuckers with them MDs, like I said, MD, master dummy. That's all that MD stands for, master dummy. That's why I talk about education. It's not that I down education. It's what you do and don't do with the education. You don't do no research. You're programmed to serve him. And that's exactly what PhDs and MDs and BCs and ABCs and all that kind of bullshit, when you get them degrees, that's what you do. You go right back and serve master. Master get your paycheck on whatever payday is. Saturday, you're bringing it right back to another master. I'm finished talking. Thank you for that time.
You had to get that off your chest.
It's off my chest and it's out of off my mind. But I love y'all.
That's
you know
right,
that.
Brother. That's right, brother.
And I love you unconditional, bro.
Yeah,
you do, because he put in a lot of years with some ignorant ass people. But he did it with his heart. He did it with his heart, because that brother is badder than me. I would have been fired 50 years long. Brother, I still commend you for that one. I know you understood that. I'm not old enough to understand that yet. I still say you faking, motherfucker. You faking.
Yeah,
you better stop
sick,
acting
man.
Like you don't. Ooh-wee. if y'all could only know what we went through with brothers.
Well, I'm telling you, man, some of them motherfuckers almost fight them every day. Bring them, give them a job. Pay them a
good salary. Put money in their pocket.
And he used to almost have to fight them every day. Had to almost physically fight them every day.
To put money in their pocket. Shit.
To put money
in
there.
Ain't nobody giving them a job. We the only niggas Irish.
Man, I'm telling you.
Excuse
well,
that word, but
people.
We
were
the only black
people
Irish. Yeah.
And the reason
excuse
for
that,
that
crap use,
is because I
man.
Lived under a time when we had, we went past neighborhood. We had a community, bro.
Oh, yeah. I remember them days.
We had
days.
A community. We went past the neighborhood.
I remember them days. Couldn't do that to nobody in our neighborhood.
Right.
Hey, in our younger days, it was never no.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I think maybe
did.
He got cut off or something. That's all right.
Yeah.
He might be in the bubble.
No,
he
I'm here.
Yeah, no. But in them days, man, we didn't have what they
can
call. We had a neighborhood, but we had what we call a community, man.
Okay.
Right, because if I was around the corner doing something, I had no business. Uncle Freddie taxed that ass, bro. And I ain't went home tell mama, daddy, nobody else. I stood around the corner till there was no evidence of me being crying. Had been crying. Because if I went home and they saw I'd been crying, and you better not lie. I told the truth, there's another ass whipping. Now you better not tell a kid, boy, watch that car coming. That kid go home and tell mama, that, or daddy, that man yelled at me and scared me, almost ran out in front of that car. Daddy might come back around there and kill you. That's where we at mentally. But we keep talking about that white boy. That white boy done did what he gonna do to us. What he doing to us now is putting them guns and drugs in our neighborhood and making better and better trinkets, shine them up, making them look better, making them more decorated, more trinkets to get us excited to buy and spend that money while he goes out on the yacht. And enjoy life. And we got to struggle to pay him. In other words, he's keeping you under systematic slavery. Are you keeping yourself under systematic slavery? He even sending you these goddamn credit cards. You go get $500 on a credit card. If you pay the monthly payment that he tell you to pay, that $500 will cost you $6,000 to pay it back. We even peep that because the interest rate's so high. We even peep. The highway being pimped with them credit cards. And the reason why he's able to sell the Bible and everything else that he sell is because he got a market for it. Nigga gonna buy it. That's why he have all the Bibles and all this other stuff that you say you buy, because there's a market for it. We are going to buy it. We're going to try to be the first before anybody in the neighborhood with it. And you know that's our mentality. I want to be first with this here. And I want to be the best one with the best one in the neighborhood. So, that nigga copping off of me. We want to claim what? What are we claiming? That we the best ass? Have mercy, Percy. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, I love you guys. But I hate to hear y'all when y'all, oof, shit.
The number you are dialing is outside of your plan and will incur a 1 cent per minute.
Can y'all hear that?
You
I'm sorry.
Continue. You can hang up now to avoid
hello?
The charge.
You know,
hello,
hello.
Okay,
what you
I'm
going,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you apologize.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. And I've been trying to get, look like I'm going to have to walk to San Diego to get to meet all of y'all. Because everybody been, and y'all knew my physical condition. But I'm going to meet all of my people. All of my people. especially
anything.
Ali Ali, I think you're the only one on the radio that I haven't met yet. I want to meet you, bro.
That had me muted, huh?
I don't know.
No, I think that was a mistake.
I think your phone went dead, Kevin. I was muted. My phone was cut off. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm back on.
We good. Where's Timmy at?
I'm out of here. I don't hear that dude from Atlanta no more. Where is he? I can't remember his name. It's been so long since I heard his voice.
Michael Gay.
Who?
Michael Gay.
You talking about Michael Gay?
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy, y'all making a lot of noise. I don't know what's going on. They could be probably having technical difficulties over on their side. But, you know, hey, man, I'm glad to be alive today and
okay.
be able to call in. So you know, baby
Good.
Steps. Baby steps with the days to come. Life is running quickly. ASAP. Timmy, you there?
Hey, it's Monday. Monday one day and Friday the next day.
I'm telling you.
Man.
And boy, wait till you get up to in the 70s.
Wasn't it just January? It was just January yesterday.
It was.
Day before yesterday was January. Tomorrow's going to be me.
I'm telling you, man.
It's amazing. 30 days go by the blink of your eyes now. Hey, man,
I don't know, maybe the old stories.
Them old stories, them old fellas used to tell me. I see every one of them coming true now. Boy, your body's going to be tore up by the time you're 50 years old. Keep on.
Yeah.
I'm 60. I can barely move. I might have made it a few years past it.
Ain't no volume.
Yeah.
Hello? Yep.
Yeah, man.
They're coming true. Yep.
I've been telling
y'all,
man.
We got to lead by example.
You OGs, Kevin and Levi and Simi, I've been telling y'all, man, we need you here. You gotta stop eating the stuff that's not gonna keep you here. I've been telling y'all to leave that meat and fish and all that stuff alone, man. I need you brothers, man. You know, my mama died, man. It's all toxic, man. It's like the way you're talking about these white folks.
Fish got mercury.
They got
fish
it twisted,
got so much
man.
Mercury and plastic in it. Yeah.
There's some coal out
I don't
there.
Eat it. I don't, man. I don't eat that. I've cut down so much on meat. That's it.
I need all y'all, both of you, Levi and Kevin. And Kevin, you right down the street. I might come over and knock on your door and throw all your meat in the trash can. I'll just give you the money for it.
You ain't gonna get much in there. My wife's mad at me. I got fish and stuff in my freezer.
Ali gonna do all of that.
Yeah, I might come down. I might come down where you is too, Levi. I'm not gonna throw all your meat out.
I got a lock on my deep freezer. I got a lock on my deep freezer. A lock on my refrigerator. And I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna break all that. I got a crowbar. I'm gonna break all that. I'll give you $500. I'm throwing all your meat out.
Okay, then. I guess I'm going to have to make sure my wife ain't home.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
I'm married to a Hellcat. I'm just... Hey, my wife weighs 105 pounds.
Okay.
She stands about 6...
Okay.
About,
that's
about
cool.
5
Thank
feet,
you.
5 inches tall. About 105 pounds. She quick as lightning and kick like and hit like a mule kick.
I think I'm...
So when y'all coming,
okay, I'm gonna come
I'll make sure
I gotta be able to engage, man.
So you don't eat tacos either, then?
I just can't.
No, I don't eat nothing, man. If I get a taco, it ain't got nothing but lettuce, tomatoes, and onions
on
it.
That way I don't have to engage.
I don't even mess with the cheese because that comes from animals.
You know, talk.
I don't mess with eggs because that's a chicken.
Earlier.
You gotta leave all that stuff alone, man. We gotta change the way we
come back.
The reason why we can't you know,
it
furthers because we keep eating what the slave master
gave us. This is what we're talking about.
And it's continuing to corrupt our minds and keep us down.
JKeenNetwork.com.
When you release that demon out your body,
JKeenNetwork.com.
Think a whole lot different. Simi, what's going on?
JKeenNetwork.com. www.thejkeenetwork.com. That's www.thejkeenetwork.com, and you'll be able to listen to the show because I need
Simi.
To hear it again. Okay, thank you very much,
Simi,
coming and showing up, but they got my mic.
Man.
All right, take care.
Your mic is working, Simi. What are you talking about?
Said your mic is working. What are you talking about?
No. It wasn't my mic. I'm talking about the volume over here.
I can hear.
Of course you can hear. Everybody can hear except me. You know, and let me explain some stuff. Let me explain some stuff to you guys.
But this is talk. This talk then, man. Don't hear.
Let me explain something to you guys. Part of the problem with what we've been dealing with the show.
You want it?
Is me. I've been the biggest problem there is. Okay? And nobody ever really realizes, and I'm not asking you guys to, and it's not your fault or anything like that, but nobody realizes the frustration or the difficulty it is doing radio and then trying to do quality radio when you can't hear. I got a doctor's appointment coming up, right? And it's getting worse. And you know, unfortunately, the motherfuckers that, you know, been compromising this show, they know that I can't hear well. Bastards. So what they do is they compromise the mics over here. Now, Gina, watch this. No, Gina, check it out. Peep game. You know this mic works louder than this, right? No, but I'm saying before. Then I really am getting bad then. But they did.
So
but
did
that one time, remember the time with my phone?
Yeah.
And it was compromised?
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Say it loud like you always.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So they won't think I'm just tripping. That's the game, man. So what I'm saying is I can't really talk to you guys like I really want to because if I can't engage with you like I need to, then it doesn't sound right. And it's my fault. It's on me, right? It's all on me. Now, if we're together in a studio, that's why we got to get somewhere where we can be together and we're looking at each other. You dig? Or either at least have something that I can amplify the sound so Simi can hear. And it's tough, man, going to take care of business. And they wear masks, and they wear masks now. Man, you gotta, you know, it's a cold trip. Because when you're blind, you're separated from objects. But when you can't hear, you're separated from people. So I apologize on one end to you guys, man, because that's been our biggest difficulty. It's what I'm dealing with my loss of hearing, and it doesn't seem like it's getting any better, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like I'm losing my hearing slowly, and not only that, you know, the frustration that I have dealing with just for the fact of just having simple normal conversations with people over the phone. But
well,
let me
ask you a question.
This is the commitment I'm going to make from here on out, till I die.
Simi, that machine that they use for the deaf and dumb people,
till I leave
that
this
won't
earth.
Work for your show? Hi, Simi? That machine, like if you call a person, that's they call them dead mute. They can't hear and they can't talk. I know you can talk, but you can't hear. But that machine, when you call them, there's a certain number you call. And they could get the message anyway because it shows like it types into one of them machines won't work on your show?
They could possibly help. It could possibly help, but, you know.
Well,
it's just
why don't you give it a try just to see? At least that it takes some of the frustration off you. If it works.
Yeah, that's true. Look into it.
Yeah. I'm going to find something, man. You know, and everybody, you know, and I had this one girl, man. She was on the live. And she said, you cut people off, right? And I answered, I said, well, you know I can't hear. And she said, well, you need to fix that. Right? And it was kind of cold. But, I mean, she was right. But, I mean, when you up against it like that, see, those motherfuckers don't like us, man. We got people that don't like us.
Don't worry about them if they don't like you. Fuck them. Don't like them back.
I don't worry about them not liking us.
He said don't like them back.
It's
yeah, that's what that go. And them people that don't like it, they sending you. Do y'all have a Ralph supermarket down there?
Oh, yeah. Too many of them.
Okay. Are they, them people that don't like you, they sending you to Ralph's?
Nope. I mean, you're right.
Well, don't
you're
worry
right.
about them. Don't worry about them.
No, people that don't like us, they send us to the 99 cent store.
Put a foot in their ass, though.
Yeah. You giving that energy, Simi, you giving that bullshit energy to live in your life. You can stop that because that life you got, that's your world. Because a person don't like you and you're letting it come into your aura and
I
doing anything to you mentally or spiritually, you give it that power. And only you can stop it.
Right?
Now, I would look in that machine that they use for the deaf and the dumb. See, would that help me on my radio show?
Mm-hmm.
Since I can't hear, get one of that machine, whatever kind of machine it is, and if that'll help you on your show, at least then, hey, man, that problem been eliminated until I could get to see the doctor. That problem been eliminated. Thank you, Levi.
Thank you,
but
Levi.
But don't just sit on that pity party. Don't sit on that little pity party. Oh, poor me. Oh, poor me. Oh, poor me. Ain't nothing poor about you. Just try that and see if it's that way. If that don't work, then you're going to still be a part of us. You are a part of us. We can't hear as much as you can't hear. I'm losing my sight, so you can't hear, I can't see.
But we in bad ass.
So I tell you what I do. I do your hearing, you do my seeing.
We gonna need a seeing eye dog in a minute.
Are you going blind too? Glaucoma, I'm losing my sight with glaucoma. But I could hear a mouse piss on cotton in Sacramento.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. So
yeah,
I just want to.
We ain't Simmons. We can't lose you, bro.
Hey, you remember the movie?
Under no circumstances can we afford to not have you here with us at your best.
Oh, man, this is crazy, man. This has been a great experience for me, though, man, I'll tell you. Because it exposed me. And it's been such an opportunity for me to grow, you know. That's what it has been. And, you know, I appreciate it, man. I want to let you guys know that I appreciate you, you know. I've appreciated what you've been, what you've done, how you guys have been, you know, soldiers, man. And one thing about it, man, this, everything that's going on, man, it's so disgusting. Because this country justifies and have been justifying their bullshit since day one.
Let me cut in on you right there. Let me just cut in on you right there. What's going on now is not disgusting. Don't look at it through them eyes. Let's look at it as it's being revealing to us showing you what need to be done. This ain't no shit that just started during your time or just today or just this year. This shit been going on since these people landed on the Mayflower. So it's more and more being revealed.
Yeah, it has.
Now, what we need to do is
for a long time.
What
and you know
what?
Ali said something the other morning, and I'm almost inclined to believe him. I don't agree with everything, but sometimes Ali can be pretty profound. And this morning, that one morning, he said, it ain't going to change. They're not going to stop. That's what he said.
Well, like I told you, since the Mayflower, have they stopped?
Why would you stop? These people don't even hit back.
Well, my exact point. They don't have a spirit day, man. These people do not have a conscience.
But they
you
doing,
can stop what they're doing. You can stop what they're doing from happening to you.
Right. But what they're
you
doing, though, Levi.
Them. You can't stop
what
they're
doing,
them.
Levi. And what you know they already doing. You already said it, Levi, years ago on the show. Look, what they're doing is, man, they testing the people by the murders of black men. They seeing what the people going to do. Once they see a man murdered on TV again, unarmed, and we as a so-called black folks, we keep reacting the same way we've been reacting for the last 50 years.
Yeah,
so
that's
they tested,
bullshit. You're right.
They testing the COVID vaccine based on how you react from the killings. We doing exactly what they said we was going to do with by design. So what they doing is they hypnotizing you with that and then bringing this vaccine. These people are so stupid. It takes years to get a vaccine, man. Years. This vaccine ain't even had a year yet.
That's right.
And these people are taking it and they on TV and on videos and on Facebook letting everybody see they got a shot or something. They don't even know what it is. And it ain't even been researched for years yet, man. And then it ain't got no more deaths than what the flu been giving us every year for the past 100 years. Flu's been killing people, 600,000 people a year.
That's right.
The COVID ain't done that. They got us wearing masks and all that stuff. What is wrong with the people's mindset, man? It's a trick, and they should know this by now. You got people all like, oh, I got my first shot. My arm hurt. I'm looking at this nigga like, you stupid. If you ain't
bragging
sick,
about it.
If you ain't sick, why are you getting a vaccine? If you ain't got a headache, why the hell are you going to take Tylenol? That don't make no damn sense. They gone, Levi. It's only a chosen few that's left. Everybody else is twisted, man.
Wait, real quick.
Well, I must be the guy twisted.
Have any of you looked into seeing what's inside a vaccine?
I have the slightest idea.
It's not long either.
Yeah.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. And it's crazy. It had it down there, didn't it? It's crazy. What they put in that vaccine is absolutely insane. And they probably will take it off. I'm trying to find it now. Okay.
Look,
see.
Man. They coming out telling you about Johnson & Johnson. And they said, six people got the blood clot. That's a lie. Everything they idiot box tell you on TV is a lie.
Blood clot, why would they shut the show down? That's right.
Johnson & Johnson ain't playing with the bureaucratic machine. That's why they're trying to make them look bad now. You see, Johnson & Johnson ain't with the bophomy. See, that's yeah. what the problem is.
They messing with our DNA. They messing with people's DNA. There are two COVID-19 messenger ribonucleic acids vaccines currently authorized for emergent use in the United States, the Pfizer biotech and the Moderna vaccine. A third vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson, J&J, is Janssen. They use a viral vector platform. Conventional vaccines rely on weakened and inactive pathogens or fragments of the pathogens or trigger an immune response. In contrast, the COVID-19 vaccine uses a new approach by which the mRNA, which is that, it's a part of your DNA, is delivered into our cell. It's a part of it's a DNA thing. It's delivered to the cell to provide the genetic instruction of our own cells to temporarily make a specific viral protein. In other words, it is something attached to your DNA to tell your DNA what to do. That's what it is. And they use.
And where you got that information from?
I'm not going to read no more.
He said, where'd you get it from?
Well, because it's medical.
He says, where'd you get it from?
I got it from, it's called the Hackensack Meridian Health.org. Hackensack Meridian Health, MERIDIANHEALTH.org. Now, when you get into the mRNA, you're dealing with genetics and DNA. It provides instructions for our body on how to make a viral protein that triggers an immune system response within our body. And the immune response is what causes our bodies to make the antibodies needed to protect us from getting the infected if exposed to the coronavirus. If exposed to the coronavirus. So the mRNA, also known as messenger ribonucleic acid, okay, that's a part of your DNA. Now there are rumors that this vaccine will alter our DNA because of the RNA molecules can convert information stored in our DNA into protein. But they saying that ain't true.
Man, these people got us duped.
Over here, they saying
that
ain't true.
They got us all duped.
On this particular article. The other article, they didn't say nothing. They just said what it was. See, they know that people are doing their research now.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Lisa. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say, Simi. They know we doing research. So what you think the research is going to be? A lie. Everything that we reading is a lie.
They're going to change it.
Everything.
That's right. They know I've been over
you
there.
The Most High is making it to where we don't have nothing else to do but to rely on him. That's it.
You're right. Ali, they got a little lady at the bottom named Hannah. If you have any questions about COVID-19, ask Hannah, and you can click on there.
And Hannah ain't nothing but what? A digital robot.
Artificial intelligence.
Man.
Artificial intelligence has been programmed.
I'm going to say
like
this.
Like us, we've been programmed.
Watch this. And I said it on this day. 2 years from now, if we're still alive, a lot of people are going to die as a result from taking that virus, that vaccine. I said it. And that was a USB soul stroke. They're going to die
today
before.
Is what?
But they're going to find
what?
Out
April
that
what?
Was all a big, huge mistake and a lie.
Today is what? April of what? April of what the day is? April the 13th?
13th.
What? Okay.
April
18th, 2021.
7:36 p.m.
Okay. 4/13/2021. April the 13th.
And you know what? I don't want it to happen.
April the 13th.
I don't want it to happen.
2024. If I can remember this conversation, I'm going to hold this conversation with you, and I'm going to tell you, well, hey, man, I'm still here.
Okay.
Nah. Listen, man, they finna kill
like
these kids. They finna kill these kids now. The kids is their next thing. They finna kill a whole bunch of kids now.
That's the future.
They finna show you how vicious they is. Watch it.
Look, the Johnson & Johnson, you know, that's the one they took up. The one that is made up, it's a modified and harmless version. Harmless version of a different virus, adenovirus 1026. Now, can you get a load of this? They putting viruses in this shit. It's used as a vector to deliver the DNA gene sequence to produce. Now, wait, they delivering the DNA. Ain't you got DNA in you? Don't we have DNA? Anyway,
yeah,
I don't think we have DNA.
DNA.
I got DNA.
I don't think.
We don't have no DNA.
That's what they told you. That's what it was. That's what they told
okay.
us. That's what it was. We don't have
okay.
no DNA. We come from the Most High.
Okay. I hear you. Okay. Wait. Watch this. To deliver the DNA gene sequence to produce the coronavirus spike protein. Once the modified adenovirus vaccine enters into the cell, the body of the virus essentially disintegrates and the DNA material within it travels to the nucleus of the human cell where it is transcribed to the mRNA. The coronavirus spike protein is then produced and displayed on the cell surface, prompting the immune system to begin producing antibodies and activating T cells to fight off what it thinks is an infection.
Yeah, well, okay, now we
know
all that information.
Scientifically,
we know all that information.
We do have
genes.
Now,
you ever took time to think about if that's what they're doing? Why are they doing it? What's their reason for doing it?
We have no idea, man.
I gave you the idea.
I know. Ultimately, we don't.
Yeah, okay, but I gave you the idea.
We are descendants
of the greatest natural habitat people on the planet. We're descendants of Africans. Been brought to this country through a spiritual movement as slaves to kill this beast. We are the closest to destroying this beast. We live in the belly of this beast.
That's right.
All that shit that this man, these Caucasians did in that Middle East to get all these African nations to fight amongst themselves. How often do you hear of terrorist attack in the Middle East now? You don't hear too much of it, do you? It's because these people is gradually stop fighting each other and turning on the beast. So who is more apt to help these people to kill this beast It's the people that's been living in the belly of the beast.
You know what, Brother Levi?
We need to, I know I might sound crazy, we need to accept who we are, become responsible, and be responsible, and do what we're supposed to do. Huddle back up, come back together as a herd.
But don't you think that there's something that just ain't right about this? This is what I don't understand. Ain't it something that don't seem quite right?
What is not right is that we're not assuming our position. That's what's not right.
Because
Hello?
People, they don't think
we're not
themselves.
Assuming our position. We talk. We need to become responsible and assume our position as a people, gather together as a herd, as one body of people in this country. Like it used to be when we had a neighborhood, we had a community. There was no homeless and no hungry people. When we lived as a community, there was no homeless people. I don't care how poor you was, you and your kids wasn't going to sleep on the street, not in the community. That wasn't going to happen. We need to assume our position. We need
to
come back together as a herd.
I have to agree with you on that. I'm saying, like, I know
that. As long as we're individual, we are, like you say, you tell people to pray, but that's what we are. We are prey. As long as we scatter out one at a time or two at a time or three at a time, we are prey. We're easy to pick off. But when you got 400,000, 800,000 of one people doing the same thing, then you become something to deal with. Just like with this last election, all these black folks in the South huddling up in the South. The South is on the move, bro. All of these stupid motherfuckers out here on the West Coast is stumbling around. The South is on the move.
There's something right about that, man. And I don't know
they're
what exactly.
They're taking over these leadership.
I could be wrong.
Government places in the South.
But I'm going to tell you something. We got to
stop. We out there living this horrible dream.
Because they're not going
to out there being actors.
We're not going to get the truth like that.
Not going to do what?
The truth. And I know that I haven't been doing everything that I need to do. And so
you haven't been doing nothing you need to
everything
do.
Everything that we need to do within ourselves to be what we need to be. For the people that are in our lives that matter to us. That's what we have to
do. You got to take care, and I keep cutting you off, Simi, because until you take care of number one, which is Simi, you can't do nothing for nobody else. You got to take care of number one first. Then you can do for other people. No matter what your heart and your mind tell you, if you don't become number one and take care of number one first, you are no help to nobody else.
That's right. That's right.
What's the first thing Simi need to do? Simi know you got a hearing problem? Work on it. Get some correction. You ain't just started not being able to hear. Work on that. Make them corrections for Simi. You're a valuable human being, spiritual being. You're valuable to these people that's calling on your show. You are valuable, unreplaceable. Know who you are. Now become who you are. Make the corrections you need to make for yourself. And then you could be 100% with us when you become 100% with yourself. You can't help me if you can't help you if you ain't doing it for yourself. You're lying to me and you're lying to yourself.
That's right.
And I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way. That is the truth.
No.
Simi, I love you, man.
And I know that.
And you need to hear what I'm saying. Can you hear what
this,
I'm saying?
This is what, no, no. I'm with you.
Well, tomorrow you get your ass up. And if you can't get a doctor's appointment, look to see that equipment that I just mentioned to you. Take a look into that to see next Tuesday if you can have that set up and help you with your show.
Yeah.
So you can reach out to the people
this
that
is
you
what
say
it's
you love.
All been, this is what I've always wanted from this show, because it's for me too. Everybody that I have on this show that's with me right now is valuable. Ali is valuable. Kevin is valuable. You are valuable. You know, Gina, she's been valuable. In some shape, form, or value, shape, form, or fashion, you have been a value to me. Now, when I say value, if you don't make me any better, right, or you don't shed any light on my shortcomings, then you don't make me better. And you're not a value to me. And I always want those kind of people around me. I never, ever want to be surrounded by people that can't say things to me to make me accountable for my actions. It ain't that many, though. You can best believe that shit. Trust me, man.
That sound like Gene in the background.
Better believe it.
Clapping her hand.
Many have tried and failed.
That sound like
many
a female clapping in the background.
Okay.
Shit.
One is AK. AK can talk to me. AK speaks to my heart. I speak to AK's heart. We have a language. We don't have to talk to each other every day. But he's one of my closest friends that I have on the planet. You know? He knows me. He knows who I am. You know, hey, it's like Ali and them show, no chaser. But everybody doesn't get to come at me like that either. But I really do appreciate and love you. But I'm a human being. And I never want to be less than a human being. See, a lot of times we minimize our humanity because of its frailties. But our humanity is really our strengths. When we allow the spirit man to take over and allow our intellectual, our emotional intelligence take over, rather. Because that's the only time that your emotional intelligence can take over. Is when your spiritual man takes over. Because you make decisions not based upon how you feel, but what's ultimately the right thing to do. And it's not easy when you got a platform, because you have a responsibility, and the responsibility is for you to find something to feed people, to give people that will empower them, that will make them better, that will strengthen people, that will bring people together. And then your life becomes even more polarized. And at the same time, You don't want to come outside of your humanity and who you are, trying to please others, trying to become something that you're not. And then you become unauthentic or inauthentic. You're not, you're out of your integrity. You're outside of your own integrity because you've become something that you're not. And I would hope that I never, ever find myself operating outside of my own personal integrity. That's why I have the people that I have around me. And a lot of times, a lot of times I'm by myself. I really am. I spend a lot of time by myself. I really do. And I appreciate when I get a chance, an opportunity to be with you guys on this Tuesday. But I find myself a lot of times alone, but I'm not lonely. And I know that all things do work together for good. So, and then when I look around, and I have my own, woes, I really do. I have to find, and I have to make sure that I don't find myself in a pity party, because it's easy to get in one, You can get in a pity party, and then you find yourself, minimizing and deflating yourself and losing your gratitude for the things that you've been blessed to have right in front of you. And so whenever I feel myself getting that way, I just look around and I observe others and I observe what I have in my life that's in front of me. And I'm quickly able to change and shift my attitude and say thank you. And then I can move and push a little bit further. But everybody, every one of us, we all need encouragement. And that's what this is all about. We have to have encouragement. That's why we talk about it. Brother Levi? Because we need to be encouraged. We need to encourage one another because it's the encouragement that keeps us going. I mean, how many people, if a man goes to work every day and his wife never kisses him goodbye or never hugs him when he comes in the door and have food for him to eat, that doesn't motivate him to get up the next day to go to work a lot of times. Or if the kids aren't happy when he goes after he works hard and buys them clothes, or he gets the chance to see how happy they are when they're at the dinner table. That's encouragement for him or mother, vice versa. But that mother, that father, they need encouragement to get up and just make it just one more day. And we're living in a time right now where trials are dark at every hand. Confusion, disappointment, anger. And it's at its highest level, man, to where people are literally losing their mind. How are you going to wake up in the morning and go kill five people then shoot yourself? 32 years old. Wake up and just have a bad day and decide to go shoot some people.
You wake up with that choice.
It could have happened to any of us. We could have been in a place where somebody just went off. Pay attention to the vibration that's in the atmosphere. Pay attention to the vibration that you have when it comes to your attitudes and your emotions and what you're thinking about when you're driving, when you wake up in the morning, before you go to sleep. What's going through your mind? How do you feel? What's your attitude like? What happened to make you feel that way? Because that vibration will follow you all day long. And you have to shift it, because if you don't shift it, it will not allow you to flourish and expand. So we have to have our mind set and fixed on those things that will allow us to elevate at a level and vibration that's high. That being said, we're going to end it up. We're going to go over to the butterfly. I mean, we're going to go over to Ali. Ali, Ali, you there?
Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the J. King Network. We got Kings in the Morning. Y'all check us out. Come check us out, man. Come over there and hear me get muted or hear me cuss somebody out or check them. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, man.
And Simi be over there, too. Simi can run a whole show. Just like he run this show, he run the J. King Network the other day for the whole first 59 minutes. Y'all check us out. And then we got Queen. We got Stephanie Beard with Honey Hush Wednesday, tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all check Stephanie Beard out tomorrow night. And then we got Queens in the Morning, 7 a.m. to 7:55 live Pacific Standard Time Thursday, right here on the J. King Network. Back to you, Simi.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ali. Ali, I thank you so much. I want to thank everyone for joining us, man. You know what? I apologize because I really cussed there. I cussed a lot tonight, and I don't normally do that. Gina gave me a piece of paper that says, it says, failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Say it again.
So, prepare.
No. Failing to prepare.
Yeah, it's preparing to fail. You should have read that. I want to thank Ali Ali, Kevin Crutcher, my brother from another mother, and Brother Levi, faithful and true. And last but not least, the butterfly. Take it away, butterfly.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week. I love you. And stay safe. No vaccine shots.
Hugs, Gina.
Shout out to Doc. Join us next week.
But
I don't know what you're going
to
get.
With the shot. I took the shot already.
Join us next week. Me, the vagabond and misfit of Blog Talk Radio, on the backside of the desert, eating wild honey and locusts and drinking pee. Ah, what else did I say, Ali Ali?
Soul stroking. Soul stroke.
Oh, yeah, on that soul stroke TIP. we'll see you next week. And always remember, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that me, USB, I truly do love you. We out of here. Take care. Peace and blessing to you all. We out.
Love you too, Simi.